Parshas Noach, Tovshin Pei Dalid. Tchilas HaZman is Parshas Noach. Noach is a Zman of his boinerness. His boinerness on the Ovar of the missed opportunity of what could have happened, and a boinerness on the Osir of the vast potential of what could be. We know the Medrash Tanchuma says that Noach is a bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shagom hu basar is the Gemara in Chulin's remes for Moshe Rabbeinu. Noach potentially could have been the Makabel HaTorah. Niftechu arubois hashomayim to be Moira the Shefa of Torah. Migdal Bovel hafotza of Talmud Bavli. That's what could have happened. It could have been the door of Moshe, Noach zu Moshe, and it could have been Kabbalah HaTorah Shebiksav and a Torah Shebal Peh. But instead, a mabul. Instead, migdal bovel, misham nefoitzu al panei kol haaretz. Rashi in Kehela says, anshei dor hamabul nishtefu miroiv toiv shehishpat alehem. It has been so good, and they didn't take and rise to the opportunity. Now, the door wasn't roi, and Noach wasn't roi to save the door, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu that goes on his whole door. But Noach HaKoponim is saved. He makes a teva. We've spoken many times, Rav Hutner writes, in a Michtav in Pachad Yitzchok, that there are two times where the Torah talks about a binyan and discusses at length the details and dimensions of the binyan, the teva and the mishkan. And he says a binyan of yeshiva is both. A yeshiva is teva and a yeshiva is a mishkan. A yeshiva is a teva that it's matzel from a mabul of kfira and milchama and all kinds of tirdus and bilbo that's out there. But that's not the only purpose of a yeshiva. The yeshiva is a mishkan, a makam of his alis, beruchnius. Someone that thinks that the yeshiva is only to save him from the mabul, but not there to be malim beruchnius. Maybe for him personally, there's a te'elis of the yeshiva. Oh, but he missed the boat. The te'elis is avada to be misale. The idea that mishkan and teva are correlated is found in many places. The Parshas Noach has kuf nun gimel psukim. 153 psukim, Bitzalel Simon. Bitzalel, the one that built the Mishkan. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, quoting the pasuk in Zechariah, Vayareini Hashem Arba Charoshim. The Charoshim, the four builders, are Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu Hanavi, who builds a Mizbeach on Har HaKarmel, and Koyen Sedek. Koyen Sedek is Shem ben Noach. He's also a builder. He builds the Mishkan. He builds the Teva. The Teva is that Bechina. The Sfarim write that Teva is the same gematria as Yom HaKippurim. Teva is also can be read Beis Hei, Beis Hashem, and Yom HaKippurim, because the Teva is the word, every word of Tefillah and Torah. You put yourself into that word, into the Teva. The pasuk says, "Vatonach HaTeva b'Chodesh HaShvi." Chodesh Tishrei is the time in Kippur, and the entire Chodesh HaShvi of Tishrei is when a person is puts the koyach of Tefillah of Teva. And finally, the Teva is Noch on Har Ararot. Ararot is Gematria 410, Keneged the Beis HaMikdash, that was 410 years. And even after Chodesh Tishrei, you go into Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. Mar Cheshvin is Merach Shin Sfasayu. Our lips are still moving from the Tfilois of the Teva from Chodesh Tishrei, especially this year in the Mavel Al Arayin, what's going on? What happened on Simchas Torah? And ever since then, there's a gevaldik arash, but we have to know that ein koicheinu ela b'tfilo uvetoyro, and with a teva, and putting ourselves into every single teva, and allowing ourselves to come close to the Rabbeinu Shloilam through these tevas. And we have to try to be mal of the whole door. The Gemara, again, actually this is in Midrashim, that talks about contrasting Moshe Rabbeinu and Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Reya Mehemnu, Noach is called Reya Shatya, according to that lashon of the Midrash. Noach is called an Ish Hadama. He starts off as Ish Tzadik, but turns into Ish Hadama. Moshe starts off as Ish Mitzri, but then he's Mis'ala Ish Elikim. We have to rise to the opportunity now over here, and we have to see how we can grow from this, and how we can taka be eventually Nitzal from this Mabel that's going on. And it should not only be a Teva, but it should be that we should be able to, in Gansin, be Mis'ala from this. The pasuk says, Noach ish tzadik, tomim hoye b'deroisav. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Ches, Noach ish tzadik tomim. What's the pshat tzadik tomim? Later on it says, ki oischa reisi tzadik b'dor hazeh. So Rashi brings the Gemara in Erev, miktsas shvachay b'fonav. B'fonav, we only call him tzadik. But the Meshech Chochma has a different pshat. He says, b'etzim, there's two dinim in Noach. There's two parts, there's two lifetimes in Noach. Koidim ha-mabel,
And la'achar amabu.
And that's when it says tzaddik tamim, it's not one tire of tzaddik tamim, it's two different things. Tzaddik is tzaddik b'maisav. In the door of before the mabul, when there was chomos and gezel, he was a tzaddik b'maisav. In the door of after the mabul, when Noach potentially could turn into the elohus, he's the only one left. From him is enough, it's the whole world. There's a chashash, he can turn himself into something beyond. No, he blibes tamim, which is an onov and a shval ruach. So he was a tzaddik in the door before, ish tzaddik tamim b'doyroisav, in his both doyros, a tzaddik in the door of koydim mabul, and a tomim in the door of after the mabul. Later the pasuk says, ki oisri reisi tzaddik b'dor hazeh. In that door, he was taka a tzaddik. There's a lot of other sugyas here in the parsha. We'll go into one inyan. There's a sugya of Avram and Hachai that the Gemara brings out. It's in the Sefer Achinuch, it's not counted as over here, but Ach Bosar Benafshoi B'dami Loi Seichel, the din of Isser of Dam and Isser of Avram and Achai. So interesting Ha'ara from Rabbi Kiva Eger. An interesting Ha'ara from Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Gemara is before that Avram and Achai in the Sugis and Psachim, among various other Isurim, whether it's Osir only Ba'achila or even Ba'hanah. There's a famous Sugi in Psachim, Chizkiah Ravoah, the Gedarim, when something's Osir Ba'achila, when it's Osir Ba'hanah. So Avram and Achai, the Gemara says, maybe it's Osir Ba'hanah, and it brings a Raya from a Pasuk that not, Dumi the Nevela, it's not Osir Ba'hanah, only Ba'achila. For Rabbi Kivager, how could there be a Havamina that Avram and Achai is Osir Ba'hanah? If it would be Osir Ba'hanah, then a Behemah Shlema, Bishleimusa would also be Osir, and then it would be Osir to plow with an animal even. Because that's being nana. You're being over a lab deraisa of Avram and Achai if you plow with an animal. But Varan's Rabbi Kivager, maybe you'll say, Inach Anami, at Kamen that there's a Havamina that Avram and Achai is also. So it's also, who state that it's Mutter? Frekta from Kamen Makoimis. It says, by a Shar Shehizek, Umochru es a Shar Achai, that you're selling it to use. Loi Sachris Beshar v'chamor yachtov, aber a Shar l'chudeye, not to be Chayrish with a Shar of Melechis on Shabbos, but the other 6 days of the week yet. What do you mean? There's an Isser, Avram and Achai. Rabbi Kveger on many of these kashas, Kaseder time and again says he has a teretz. Maybe it's talking about a ben pakua. Maybe it's talking about a ben pakua. And a ben pakua doesn't need shechita. Meaning, moiridik. Maybe that's an every animal, live cow, is an Avram and Achai, and you can't have enough from it. And it's awesome. Now, these cases where you could be plowing on weekday and without a chamor, a chule, is when it's a ben pakua. Finally, Rabbi Kveger says he has one place where it's still shver the kasha. It says, if you steal a shor and you shay tabachu mochar, it's chay dalad vehei. Frek Rabbi Kveger mamonavshach. When you're mochar, that means you got enough from it. So why should you have to pay? There should be kedei reshoso, yichayiv malchus. Yichayiv malchus because you were over the lav of Avram and Achai, and that should pat you from the mechira. What's the time on teretz that we keep on saying? Oh, it's a ben pakua. But it can't be. If it's a ben pakua, then you wouldn't be chayiv for the shechita. And we know there's a klal kol she'eni betficha, eni b'mechira, kol she'eni b'mechira, eni betficha. There, blayv shabik veger shver. Oh, now we have a kasha. How could you have a havni that Avram and Achai is usher? That means every behemah b'shlei musa would be usher. And then it would be a problem and you can't set tonight by Ben Pakua, and then we have a problem. How could you think that it would be also? How could you think that Avram and Achai would be also? It wouldn't be Shaif the din of Avram and Achai. It wouldn't be Shaif the din of Tavach Umachar. I'm sorry. We're holding in Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. Be'etzam, as we said, we're continuing from the Teva of Chodesh Tisrei, and the Zman did start, didn't start. Everything is so unclear. But we have to know that Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, this is also called in the Navi, is Yerach Bull. Bull Be'etzem means it's spoilage, it's Dover Gashmi, something that doesn't last. Over on the other hand, Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is the Chodesh Hashmini, it's the Chodesh that's made Aver, whatever. The same thing, the concept is a Bris Mila, which is on the eighth day, but it's on the Bosser. The Bosser is a Dover Nirkav that spoils, but you're making a Bris, which is a Dover Nitzchi. We're trying to take the Sheva and turning it into Shmoina. We're living in a time that we have no idea what's going on. We need a lot of Rachamei Shemayim. And hopefully, Be'ezer Hashem, this is Mamash, the Chevle of the Chevle Mashiach. And we should hear Besuras Toivis Bekarev. Aber Kolzman, that we're in this Bilbil, I want to just speak at one Nakuda I heard from another Gadol, a fascinating Nakuda that everyone can be misboining on. I heard the story that the Briskarov said over the story about one of the Admoirim, Hasidish Admoirim, I don't remember which one. He said this Admon was a very halig yid. He knew things that were going on, and he told once his chassidim that they're all davening now with a gevaldike hislavas, and he told each one of the chassidim, daven now stark for something, and I'll know what you davened for and what Hashem answered. And one of the Hasidim came after and said, yes, to the Rebbe, with a little bit of a chutzpah yasgi, and said, what did I daven for? So the Rebbe looked at him and said, when you got married 20 years ago, your shver promised you that he's going to be toimich you totally, gashmius wise, and take care of the family, and you were going to learn 18 hours a day, and you did for many years. You learned mamish 18 hours a day, tamidim kesidrom, with hasmada, with a farnem. But then eventually the family got bigger, and your shver was not able to help you as much, and you went to work for 2 hours, and then 4 hours, and then 6 hours, and now you're at a stage when you're learning 4 hours a day. It's very hard. A lot of tirdus, a lot of bilbul, a lot of things that are unclear and unknown. And b'lamaisa, you're mutchering and you're doing the 4 hours. And what you're daven for now with kol haleva nefesh is that you want to go back to those 18 hours the way it was. And the Chassan Turdwadi says, that's exactly what I asked for. He says, and what did the Rabban Shalom answer? The Rabban Shalom answered, he says, you don't think I have a few grushim, a few kopeks, a few dollars to support you to be able to give the 18 hours? I can't afford it. I want the 4 hours. I want those 4 hours when you have the tirda. We don't know, but even klali and also but even prati for kol yochid v'yochid, what exactly is going on. But we have to dafke, even mitoich ha-choyshech, even mitoich ha-bilbal, even mitoich ha-loy noida, to take a grab on, ein lanu shira ka-toyra zois. We know that they say over from Belimelech Melezhensk, that chevle mashiach means that there's going to be a chevel, and everyone has to hold on to that chevel. And the Ebus is going to shuckle that chevel. But those that hold on to the chevel, that's the ones that are going to be go durch the inyan. So we have to hold on to taka, like we said, Torah and tefillah and amunah, to be mechazik beizur Hashem, to be nitzel from the mabel, sai a bechina of teva, sai a bechina of mishkan, and we should be zoicha beizur Hashem to the gula bekarev.